Are positive emotions better than negative ones? What's going on, everybody? This is Specimus, and I am glad that I'm actually able to come to you right now. I might do a couple episodes. This might be a very overwhelming day with episodes because there's a lot of ideas that I have. As far as that goes, and we'll see how that goes. And so today what we're going to talk about is this idea of positive emotions are better that you might have in your mind. You say, oh, positive emotions are better than negative emotions. Well, that might not actually be as true as you think it is. There's really, really, really good reasons for this. And I want to go into this in this episode because it's very important to me. Because the overwhelming majority amount of positive emotions, I would say, are, so I would say, when it comes to positive emotions, most of the time what I find is that when you're in a positive state of mind, you're typically speaking, not always, but you're typically speaking less aware. The reason for this I'm not absolutely certain of, but it kind of makes logical sense if you think about what emotions are actually trying to tell you in real life. That's an episode in itself that I want to do eventually, perhaps, if I really care enough, which I do, but I don't know how it's going to go as far as that goes. I don't know when I'm going to do it as far as that goes, you know, this kind of thing. Yeah, that goes. But the positive emotions, what I find is that you, with positive emotions, you're actually typically speaking less aware than you would be if you had negative emotions. It's really interesting. I've read about this in books before where people who are more negative, had more negative emotions and experiences, are able to report things more accurately to the police and this kind of thing, which is very interesting if you think about it. And so it makes you think, it makes you wonder, oh, well, that must mean that with negativity, you must become more, you are now more aware as a result. And with positive emotions, you're less aware. It's very interesting to contemplate things in that way because it's not usually brought up in this way. And so I'm sitting here. Excuse me while I do some things around here. So yeah, like your positive emotions are kind of like misleading you, and it's a perfect example to think of it, when it comes to things like this, is love. Love is the perfect example of this, because when you're in love, what ends up happening is you may not notice. Wait, You might really love this person that you're in love with romantically or whatever, but because of that love, you may not notice the dark side of this person. This person might be an asshole, but you might not even be aware of it because you're in love with this person so deeply and so strongly that you are now blind to this person's dark spots and dark elements. And this is why I always talk about fantasy buttons, pushing your fantasy buttons. This is an idea that I created. It's a good idea because, you know, when people talk about pressing your buttons, they're talking about instances of like negative emotions and triggers, like, oh, he was pressing his buttons or she was pressing his buttons or whatever it is. And so in this case, we're talking about fantasy buttons. And so when you're in love with somebody, typically speaking, what's going on is your fantasy buttons are being pushed by this person by with you unknowingly being influenced by them. And so, because of this, you end up in a situation where you are now blind to this person's personality and to his toxic, perhaps even toxic behaviors. And it only occurs to you later, and you only notice it later when the original feeling, that bubbly feeling, kind of goes away. Then you start noticing these problems with this person. Like, oh my God, I think I married a psychopath or whatever, you know. And the reason why is because positive emotions, typically speaking, are not better than negative emotions. They might feel better, but they are not better. And negative emotions in some ways are actually more useful than positive ones, because negative emotions are telling you something about you, about your situation. They might not necessarily be completely accurate to your situation, but they're telling you something. Maybe they're giving you warnings, or maybe they're giving you signs of something. But typically speaking, with positive emotions, you're not really getting the same thing happening. And so, with these positive emotions, you are kind of getting less awareness. Typically speaking, you become less aware. The more positive your emotions are, the less aware you become. Typically speaking, not always, and you know, it depends on how well aware of this phenomenon you actually are as well. If you're more aware of this phenomenon, you can kind of start to kind of become a little bit more aware of it as a result. Typically speaking, even considering that, you're still less aware than you would be with negative emotions, or less neutral, or more neutral ones. And so the question is, are positive emotions better than negative emotions? Is, I think the answer is no. Positive emotions have their moments, they have their uses, they have their problems just as much as negative ones. Sometimes the problems are more exaggerated with positive ones because you don't see them until later. You could be in a situation with somebody and be really happy in that situation and not see the warning signs of something, you know, a toxic relationship or a situation or whatever it might be, because you're in that happy state. And so, you know, the people think that the answer is to be in a happy state all the time, but I don't think that's the right answer, because you might be taken advantage of, you might be conned because you are in an overly positive state of mind. Now, perhaps that means the answer is neutrality. I don't know. I don't think it's about neutrality is better than positive, or positive is better than negative, or negative better than positive. They all have their moments. They all have their issues. And there's times where emotion, there's times when being positive is very cool. Like you're just kind of moving, you're dancing around and whatever, and life is great. And it feels great to be positive in that moment. That's not necessarily a problem in itself. The problem comes when you translate that positivity into reality, if that makes any sense. You make definitions of people based on this positivity. Right? You know, you see a cute cat or whatever, and you go, oh, this is such a cute cat, and your love for the cat, oh, speaking of cat, hi, sorry, kitty. Hi, Jory. Poor Weezer. He's a true girl.
And your love for the cat keeps you from seeing where the cat is, like, mean to you or to other cats or whatever it is. And you hear the meow. I hope you hear the meow. See if you can hear the meow. Meow. You sweet little girl. She's not doing it right now. I think she knows we're recording. That's why she's not doing it. You're smart, kitty. That's what you are. You're small, little kitty, too. You're so small. You're so small. What? You're making a noise.
Anyways. So, yeah, like... Or the cat could be fighting with other cats or whatever it might be. And if you're in an overly positive state with this cat, you might not be aware of this problem. Or if you are, it might be too late or whatever it is. And of course, it just might be like a thing that happens when you're less mature and younger as well. This might be something that is fixed with more experience as well. I think there's probably some truth to that.
Oh! Hi, Jory! Hi, Jory!
I think there's definitely some truth to the fact that with more experience, you're probably going to be able to see more of this as well. But, you know, this is kind of what episodes as we feel like it. And then we listen to them when we feel like it. So, anyways, hope you enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.